Another disease I'm concerned about is fascism. Maybe that's a stretch there, but call it out, folks. Fascism has arrived in America. This is bad news. The good news, though, is that it has not yet taken firm roots here. It's still got a ways to go to fully establish itself. We are still able to dislodge it, but it is here. And it is not entirely the fault of Donald Trump, but he is certainly the person leading the charge at establishing an authoritarian state. So there's a Time magazine article from June, and it discusses a group of scholars from more than 30 countries, and that includes 28 Nobel laureates. They signed a letter warning about the extent to which we have devolved into authoritarianism. And actually, they weren't critical of just the U.S., but all around the world. The world is seeing this problem. Yeah, and there are places where it's more well-established, certainly harder to unroot in places like China and Russia. And there's something called the VDEM Institute, and they've got something called a 2025 Democracy Report. And that report estimated that 72% of the world's population now live under autocratic rule. And of course, that includes, as I said, China and Russia. It also includes Israel. The report says that Israel has recently seized humanitarian flotillas in international waters. Palestinians in Gaza are being bombed, displaced, and starved. We know that. We've talked about that. Hungary, of course, freedom of the press, civil rights have been fundamentally denied for years. In India, religious minorities are now, seeing greater levels of violence than they have under, a clampdown from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. We know about El Salvador and President Nayib Bukele, who called himself a great, a wonderful dictator. And of course, Turkey, there are, it's a problem all over the world. And in this country, we still have a good chance of not going that far, of not letting it take hold here to the point where we're going to be like China or Russia or Hungary or Iran even. We can stop this. We can stop this. These scholars wrote, quote, "We must not sleepwalk toward the collapse of democracy." Now, again, letter drafted by 30 scholars, over 400 have signed the letter, and they come from a variety of perspectives and backgrounds, but they agree on one thing. They're united in their commitment to maintaining our democracy. They want to see the rule of law. They want to see the independence of the judicial branch of government. And they want to see autonomy for scientific and cultural institutions. And we see Trump, already denying science left and right. And, of course, also trying to take over culture. So, yeah, they value the dignity of every human being. They value democracy. They value freedom and justice. And here's a quote from their report. "We must convince people of conscience that masked agents abducting civilians without due process, the neutering of legislatures, the dismissal of international human rights law, and the erosion of judicial independence cannot be accepted. History teaches us that tyrants typically consolidate their power by mocking intellectuals. Then they escalate through violence," end quote. I like that they put mocking intellectuals in there because obviously these are the first types of intellectuals that, that an authoritarian would love to, malign, dismiss, arrest. So, when hundreds of scholars, 400 in this case, people who've dedicated their lives to studying the fall of democracies warn that fascism is returning, they're not being dramatic, they're being precise, as this story concluded by saying. I think that's spot on.